Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
What a strange time this is. Pandemic deaths are hitting new highs, hospitals are bulging, and the Christmas surge is still to come. Meanwhile, vaccines are on the way, but that means people may start letting their guards down. We know what happens then. Sure, the economy's recovering, but not for everybody. People who can work from home and those with college degrees are doing fine. Anybody with a nice stock portfolio or a retirement account is probably better off than before the pandemic. But almost everybody else is scared, suffering, and slipping behind. Welcome to the K-shaped recovery, where the rich soar and the poor sink. Congress can't agree on a meaningful relief bill. The president is pretty much checked out. The new one can't do anything yet. This isn't the America we had in mind. That one takes care of its people. Fortunately, we're those people. So maybe it's time those of us who've done okay this year started helping those who haven't. Every major religion, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, compels us to charity. So, oddly, does the IRS. Charitable donations have long been tax deductible, but this year, no more limits on itemized deductions. And if you take the standard deduction, you can still claim an extra $300 in charity donations. You got until December 31st. Shouldn't be hard to find needy recipients. Food pantries, homeless shelters, health and legal aid organizations, and those cultural groups that enrich life in your community. They're having a terrible year. I like to give local, but some national nonprofits do good work too. Google best charities and click on the lists from Consumer Reports, GoFundMe, or Charity Navigator. Look for organizations that spend the lowest percentage of their funds on overhead, the highest on programs. Charity is a poor substitute for the stuff a decent democratic government should be doing. Fixing that won't be easy. We'll have a new president, known for his empathy, but Congress will still be full of hard-hearted skinflints. Of course, whoever thought, just a year ago, that a little virus would cause so much destruction? Life is full of surprises. And when the going gets tough, the tough get generous. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.